Okay, Parshas Drachim, we are in the 11th Drush. This is part 3. So he's continuing on this theme that there's a machlokas about, again, if somebody asks the Urim and Tumim, you can't just have any Tom, Dick, and Harry go and ask the Urim and Tumim a question and expect an answer. It has to be either only a king or someone that the Tzibur needs, as in the Meshuach Melchama. So that seems to be a machlokas, the people in Tanakh. certainly, the way the halacha is that it is not just the king, but the king and the Meshuach Melchama. But that seems to have been a machlokas, and he wants to use that to explain the following story in Tanakh. So, by the story of Shimi cursing or yelling at David in Shmuel Beis and Siman Tes Zayin, so as he was going to curse. As he was in cursing David, this is what Shimi said. He said, "Isha damim, isha blial, heishiv alecha Hashem called him Shaul." So he was yelling at David that he's bad and that Hashem put on him all the blood of Shaul. Hashem alachta tachtav, that you ruled over under after him. V'itim es Hashem as hamelucha biyad of Shalom, and Hashem has given over the melucha to your son of Shalom. Avincha v'nei berazchi ish damim ata, and he said, "You're a man of blood." So the Parshas Drachim says these psukim need explanation. What was Shimi trying to say? Since when was David a murderer? David was not known as a murderer. We know he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash because he killed people, but nobody blamed him for that. He would kill people in wars and Goyim. He didn't build the Beis HaMikdash because he was a murderer, because he wasn't allowed, because he had killed people, but he was allowed to kill those people. So what does he mean he's a murderer? And what does he mean he was Molech Tachashol? He wasn't. In other words, it makes it sound like, when Shaul was king, you went ahead and stole the kingship from him. No, he didn't. It was when Shaul died, that's when David really became the king over everybody. But while Shaul was alive, David was not king. Not fully, anyway. And the fact that it says, Kol Demei Beis Shaul, it's like all the people of Shaul's house who were killed, it's David's fault. David didn't kill anybody from Shaul's house. David did everything to save Shaul. So, was Shimi's blaming him that you killed all the people of Shaul? David didn't kill the people of Shaul. He doesn't understand why he mentioned also that he gave it over to Avshalom. What does that have to do with anything? Basically, all the psukim, I'm not sure what Shimi was trying to tell David. He wasn't a murderer. He didn't try to kill Shaul. What does it have to do with Avshalom taking over from beginning to end? He doesn't understand it. But with this Yisod, you can explain it. How's that? Because Shimi, he says, must have held like Doeg, who both held that if David went ahead and asked Achimelech, who was the Kohen Gadol, and if in Novir Akonim, he went and asked Achimelech a question from the Urim Metumim, and Achimelech answered him. So that means, according to David and Shimi, he must have considered himself the king. If he's considered himself, he's the king. So then he's a Marid B'Malchus. Now, if he's a Marid B'Malchus, so then Doeg was right to kill everybody out from Novir HaKohanim, perhaps. And it ends up that David, by asking Achimelech the question, indirectly caused their death, because by him being married B'Malchus, so he dragged Achimelech down with him in that sense. And so therefore he's somewhat responsible for the death of the whole Novir HaKohanim. And we find Pesukim talk like this, that they, even though David didn't actually kill them, the Pesukim would call it like he killed him. One example he brings is, it says that Gedaliah killed all these people. Gedaliah, who was killed by Yishmael, so it says Gedaliah killed him. What does it mean Gedaliah killed him? Because Gedaliah should have listened to the guy who warned him that Yishmael was coming to kill him. So, because he indirectly caused their deaths, he's blamed for them. So that's how he understands it. That's what Shimi was saying. David, this is all your fault. All the blood that occurred from Shaul was your fault, because Shaul killed all of Novir HaKohanim and Doeg, and that's because of you, and it's really all your fault, because you shouldn't have been married B'Malchus and drag everybody down with you. So that's what he means. Asher ish Heishiv Hashem is called Mei Shaul Asher Malachtach Tachdav. Being all the blood of Shaul, all the people that Shaul killed, so it's really all your fault, David. And I thought it was Shaul's fault. Now I see it's your fault. Because you asked the Urim Metumim, so you were the Marid B'Malchus, so all that blood that should have been on Shaul's head is now on your head. Now, what made him change his mind? Why did he think originally it was really all on Shaul's head, and now it changed his mind to David? So the Parsha Trochim suggests that he thought originally perhaps he was wrong, and that really even a Meshulach Mechama like David was could ask a question from the Urim Batumim. And if that's the case, so then Shaul was wrong. But something happened that proved to him that no, Doeg was right, and only a king could do it, and it was all David's fault. What proved that to him? The fact that Avshalom was taking over and ripping out the kingship from David, his father, since Shimei read that to be a Mida Keneged Mida, that David was being punished Mida Keneged Mida, he must have taken the kingship from someone else. So he understood that to mean it must have been that what David did was incorrect. David really was a Marid B'Malchus, and therefore he indirectly caused all those people to die. And therefore, if he was a Marid B'Malchus, that means he wasn't just Meshulach Mechama. He considered himself king. He was king. So that means he ripped the kingship away from Shaul, or he was trying to. And therefore Hashem was ripping the kingship away from him. That's what made Shimei think that way. That's the whole Hemshech HaPsukim. That Shimei was saying, I used to think it was Shaul's fault. Now I see it's all your fault. And that's the explanation. How did I know that it's really all your fault and not Shaul's fault? Because Hashem gave the melucha to your son, Avshalom. And that proves, that you're a murderer. So that's the deeper understanding of what this psukim meant. Interestingly, he brings a proof to this, that you could prove what happens. He could prove what the halacha is, or assume what the halacha is based on if you see mida keneged mida. I don't know, maybe the halacha is not right, but you can figure out what's going on based on mida keneged mida. What's this other example? Yeshua ben Nun. Chazal tell us, Lanenash Yeshua el al shabita l'Yisrael layla achas mipir yavirivya. So because Yeshua is mevata klal Yisrael one night from Puravu, that's why he was punished to have no kids. So, what did he do? He let the Aaron and the Shechina, out of their normal place longer than it should have been. So, Chazal tells, calls Manch Aaron and Shechina, Shurim, Shlomim, Kom, Yisrael, Asurin, Bitash, Mashamita, right? The people can't be with their wives when the Aaron and Shechina are not in their proper place. So, because he's Mavatal them from one night of Puravu, because of the Aaron being away extra, so therefore, Yehoshua was punished that he wasn't able to have any sons. So now Tosos over there, in Megillah, at the beginning of Megillah asks, and the Ritva asks, how do we know that that's why Yehoshua was punished? Maybe Yehoshua was punished, like it says, Al-Zabasi, right, or something like that. It said, the Malach came to him and said that I'm Atabasi, that he came because of Bittul Torah. Maybe that's why Yehoshua was punished, that there was an element of Bittul Torah involved. The Malach came to complain to him about Bittul Torah. Maybe that's why Yehoshua was punished. How does Chazal know that he was punished because of Puravu, making Klai Yisrael miss Puravu? So the Tosas answer is because from the Mida Keneged Mida, the fact that he didn't have any kids, it must be that the Onesh was because of him causing Bittul Puravu. So anyway, you see from there that you can decide what the truth of a story is based on the way Hashem punishes someone, Mida Keneged Mida. Now, I would not take that for you and I, because we're not at the level to figure out what exactly is Mida Keneged Mida. But anyway, for Chazal, they could work it out like that. And with this, he wants to explain some other psukim, same story about David and generally with Naval, but here about Shlomo, when Shlomo was going to exact revenge for David. So it says, "Vayomer HaMelech Hashemi Atayadati is Kol Ra Asher Yad Alavavcha Asher Asisa LeDavid Avi." This is in Melachim Aleph in Perek Beis. So Shlomo says to Shimon, "I know what was in your heart." About David, my father. V'heishiv Hashem esra oscha b'roshcha v'malach shlomo baruch v'kisi David yenachon l'fnei Hashem, which he talked about in the last drush, but no, I think it was the last drush. Anyway, but he's going to talk about it here again. So he doesn't understand, what does it mean exactly when Shlomo said to Shimei, I know it was in your heart, his heart. Shimei didn't keep it on his heart. He told everybody what he thought. What does it mean, I know, Shimei, what was in your heart? Furthermore, what does it mean when he says, v'heishiv Hashem esra oscha b'roshcha, which Targum Yonasan says it means Hashem should put the ra that you thought on my father in your head. You know, Shlomo was going to kill him. So Why does he need to curse him before? He's going to be dead in 3 seconds. You know, you're going to kill him. So why did he have to curse him that Hashem should put the ra that he thought on David should be on his head? Now, what does it mean that the kisi David will be nachal lefnei Hashem? So he says again this same yisod. That is that Shimi, besides saying all the terrible things about David, in his heart, he was thinking this thing we were saying, that he thought that David was really responsible for the death of Novi Rakonim, because he never should have asked him about the Urim and Thummim, because that made him a Morid B'Malchus. And it was really his fault. So Shlomo was saying, no, this that you thought evil on my father should go on your head, meaning he's not the evil one, you're the evil one. And the Kisei David will be Nochel Lefnei Hashem, meaning, because we said before, anyone who gets punished because of you, Ein Machnisim Asob Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, if somebody gets punished because of you, Hashem doesn't bring you into his Machna. You don't get into Machna Shechina. So, Shlomo was saying, no, it was punished because of my dad. My dad did nothing wrong. And his Kisei will be Nochel Lefnei Hashem, meaning, yes, Machnisim Asob Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did nothing wrong, and he won't get punished for asking Achimelech any questions. And with this he wants to explain what in that story about Novel and Avigail, so the servant of Novel came to tell Avigail that she better hurry up and do something or they're all dead. So when he came, the Nair Novel, so he said that really the people of David's people were nice people, but he's in big trouble because he said some pretty bad things about, meaning Novel said some pretty bad things about David. So he says, Re'ima Tasi, meaning you better do is you figure out what to do. Avigalki Kalsa Arela, Donenova Kol Beso, because David's out to kill us all now because of what Novel said. Fu Ben Belial Medabrelov, and he's a Ben Belial. So who's a Ben Belial? So that's what the Parshas Drachim says. I'm not sure. Who's he talking about? Who's a Ben Belial? Is he talking about Novel? Why would the Nair call his master a Ben Belial? Is David a Ben Belial? He just went through saying how his guys were really nice, and why would he call David a Ben Belial? So what does that mean? So he explains, because what did this Nair think? Why would his master, Novel, say such terrible things about David? Obviously, he didn't think he was king. He didn't think he had his status of a melech, and therefore he could say whatever he wanted about him. So that must have been what he thought, what Novel was thinking, this Nair thought. However, if we go ahead and tell David, don't kill Novel, he didn't think you had a status of a king. Well, so then you're calling him a Ben Belial. In other words, Kikal Sarala Dunenova, Kol Benesov, you Ben Belial Medabrilov. If you're gonna go say, don't kill Novel, so that means you're calling David a Ben Belial. Why? Because if he's not a king, so then he got the whole Novi Arkonim murdered on his account for no reason, and therefore he turns out he's a Ben Belial. So we can't go argue to David to say, don't kill Novel, because Novel holds you don't have a status of a king, because then you're calling a murderer, a Ben Belial, because he got the whole Novi Arkonim wiped out by asking for the Umim V'Tumim. But I ask Achimelech for an answer from the Urim V'Tumim. In other words, if David really did have the status of a king, then it's not his fault that he asked from the Urim V'Tumim, because he's the king, he has the right to do it. But if he really didn't have a status of a king, then it's all his fault, and he shouldn't have done it. So to this, Avigal responded, like we explained in other places, that no, David did nothing wrong, because he, even if he didn't have the status of a king, he certainly was a Meshuach Melchama, and a Meshuach Melchama can also ask from the Urim V'Tumim. So that's what she said to him. She says when she's talking to David, Kim Melchama Hashem Adoni Nilcham, you fight the wars of Hashem. That's why it's okay that you ask from the Urim V'Tumim, so you did nothing wrong, even if you didn't have the status of a Melech. All right, there's more to the conversation, but we'll hold it here for now.